My next guest of the afternoon is with me, Gugu Masuku, automotive industry expert and analyst. And we're going to be talking about Chinese cars. It looks to me like they've just got it right. Sleek, beautiful designs. They've certainly got the looks right. The pricing is right. The extras are there. Seems to me that the German, Korean, and everybody else, all those manufacturers are really being given a run for their money. And you wonder to what extent they're going to take over. That's the discussion I'll be having this afternoon with Gugu Masuku. Gugu, thanks for joining me this afternoon. Really appreciate your time.
It's an absolute pleasure, man.
So tell me, is it in fact true that Chinese car brands are taking over the market in South Africa, or at least failing that, growing really very, very quickly?
It is true. They are growing quickly, and I do believe that they probably will take over the market purely based on the value proposition that they offer. You know, previously cars were priced at a certain point, which was expensive. I mean, like, people couldn't afford nice cars, and suddenly everyone can afford a decent car with decent features at a fraction of the price that we were used to paying.
Is this having the kind of effect that certain established manufacturers are almost questioning whether they ought to remain in South Africa or not? Have we got to that point, or is that further down the road?
I think that may be further down the road. They certainly are having to make adjustments in terms of their product offerings, pricing. I mean, we've seen VW with one of the latest products, literally bringing the product in at a lower price than expected. We've seen it with the Tiguan as well, where they didn't increase the price on a new Tiguan. Brand spanking new model, but the price hasn't gone up. So
that's fascinating.
They have to adapt. They have to do something.
That's really fascinating to me, because for years and years and years, I'd been told that car manufacturers, when they sell their vehicles, or should I say car retailers, that the money wasn't to be made on the selling price of the vehicle. There really wasn't much fat in it. It was the spares and the maintenance that was where money was made. So it's interesting listening to you, because you clearly are saying that they have cut the fat and there was room to cut fat.
100%. There was clearly room to cut fat. I mean, one of the Chinese brands, interestingly, that came into the country last year, I'm not going to name them, but they came in quite high on price, where everyone else from China was coming in at a fraction, like a good price. And I said this to them, that the product is overpriced for a brand new product. Coming into 2025, they reduced pricing on their product. On their one model, I think they were slashing it by 100,000 rand.
God,
and the lower model was around 40. So that is a lot of margin.
Wow. So I heard you loud and clearly say that you didn't want to talk brands, but I'm going to push you, because I want you to talk about, are there particular models or brands that are leading the Chinese charge?
Look, I would say they are. I mean, you've got those that are more established than the others. I mean, like Chery. Chery's been around long before all the new crop of Chinese brands that we're seeing now. Chery, GWM, Haval. So those are more established. And I mean, even in terms of sales numbers, it does show that they've been around. You know, they are at the front of sales figures in South Africa.
I must say, it's almost, I mean, 3-4 years ago, you wouldn't see a single Chinese car. Now, every fourth or fifth car appears to be a Haval. Just the value proposition seems to be remarkable. Again, you were reluctant to talk brands. I'm not. I'm going to say what I saw. Saw a most beautiful release today. I think it's a Jatour.
Yeah.
They call it a T1 and a T2. I mean, these things look like they are absolutely beautiful. I don't know what they like to drive. Never driven a Chinese car in my life. I don't know to what extent, you know, they feel solid on the road or handle bumps, but certainly in terms of design, they appear to have hit the mark.
Yeah. So Jatour's been very smart in terms of how they've come in, because they are just offering cars that are aesthetically out of this world in terms of just, you know, sheer beauty and design, etc., like you say.
Hmm.
And, you know, Chinese brands vary in terms of what you get, right? So Jatour is big on looks. Their marketing is great.
Interesting.
And then you get a brand like GWM Haval, which is, in my opinion, and many others that do what I do, probably one of the best in terms of build quality.
You're joking.
Those things are literally just built to last. You can feel it
really?
With the doors. You can feel it with the drive, the materials. They're good.
So that old dismissive approach to Chinese products in general just doesn't apply anymore. These are now quality items.
Yeah, not at all. It does not apply anymore. I mean,
would you drive
name
one?
A few, but hey, say again?
Would you drive a Chinese vehicle?
I absolutely would. I'm a big advocate for Chinese brands simply because of value and that whole perception, like you say, of, you know, Chinese products being inferior in terms of quality. It's not the case now.
So you've got me over the inferiority issue. I get that. Coming from an expert like you, when you say they're well built, I'll take your word for it. They're well built. I look at the size of the engines and I think, my goodness me, these are large, big vehicles, some of them. And they've got tiny, weeny little motors in them. Do they move? Like, what's the driving experience like?
So here's the thing. They do move. The tuning in those engines is done in such a way that they do produce a result. However, the downside to it is fuel consumption, right?
Interesting.
So as you can imagine, like lugging around a big SUV with a 1.5 liter petrol engine at that is not very economical. The bright side of that whole thing is that, and this is what I love about the Chinese.
No, I don't want to lose you. Tell me you're still there.
They bought in the first crop of vehicles with these 1.5 liter engines. And the reason behind that is because their government subsidizes them for those small capacity engines. Anything above 1.5 liters is not subsidized by the government. So that's one part of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they bring in these vehicles and all of them were just heavy on fuel. That was the only complaint with us automotive journalists and obviously customers as well. Come into 2025, they've all listened. They've all gone back to the drawing board. And we're now getting a crop of hybrids from everyone, plug-in hybrids. Those things are so good on fuel. So you're still getting mega performance from a car that only has a 1.5 liter engine, like proper sport car performance, literally. And then you get the benefits of good fuel economy. So that has been resolved, thankfully.
You're blowing me away here. You're blowing me away because I really did think there's no ways I'm going to be driving a 1.5. There's not coming out of my 2-liter turbo, not for any money in China.
Yeah.
But you are convincing me to at least give it a go. All right. The very, very, very important issue, after sales, service, warranties, repairs, all of that. I mean, to that extent, these Chinese vehicles haven't been tested like the German and Korean and Japanese have. What's your take on that aspect?
So my take on that is simple. Years ago, a decade or two ago, we had the Koreans come into town, Hyundai, Kia, et cetera, and people frowned upon that because it was, you know, Korean Hong Kong. I think that's a word.
Absolutely, it definitely is, yes.
But they've proven themselves, right? And one of the things that they used to get customers and get people over that line was warranties, right? They offered big warranties that established brands were not offering, and they still do. The Chinese are doing the same. So, for instance, you mentioned the Jitsu T1 and T2.
Mm-hmm.
The warranty on that, because I was at the launch, is it's a 7-year, 200,000 kilometer warranty with a 7-year unlimited kilometer roadside assist. So that is huge. You know, that is really backing your product.
That's putting your money where your mouth is. That's what that's doing. That's 100%. Overcoming every single objection that a reasonable person could have, because now you're telling me there's not only a value proposition, but there's also a warranty and a service plan. And that, well, actually, I don't know. I put words in. Do they sell them with service plans?
They do sell them with service plans. Yeah, they do. And might I add, specifically with Jetour, they've got a huge warehouse here. And they invested a considerable amount of money before actually launching the brand into the country. So it's in Waterfall. If anyone wants to go see it, it's there. It's massive. And I don't know the figures specifically, but it's just a huge amount of parts that they have and a huge warehouse to just, you know, quell all those worries and concerns about parts and this and that.
Okay. Interesting.
Oh, you sold.
I really want to drive one. I really, really want to drive one. I think that'll be the final piece of the puzzle that's missing for me. I want to feel quality road feel and steadiness on the road and go around a corner. Not in Joburg, in Cape Town. That's where I want to. I definitely want to go around a corner. Final question for you. 10 years hence, the South African market is going to look like what?
I think predominantly it's going to be Asian vehicles. I don't know what the established brands are going to do. I mean, for instance, Mercedes-Benz isn't even making top 10 in terms of sales charts anymore. I don't know about recently, but I remember I did check and they weren't even in the top 10. You know, one of the Chinese brands, which is GWM of Hull, is in the top 10, and I think one other. So I think we're going to keep seeing that as more and more Chinese brands are introduced into the country, and there are more coming, just by the way. So 10 years from now, it will be a different landscape, in my opinion.
Gugu Masuku, automotive industry expert and analyst. I can't tell you how much I have enjoyed talking to you today. Thank you for chatting to me on The Home Run.
It's been a pleasure, man. Thank you so much.